Welcome to this technical briefing from Purple. I'm your host, and today we're unpacking the core EAP methods used in enterprise Wi-Fi authentication. PEAP, EAPTLS, EAPTTLS, and EAPFast. If you're a network architect or IT manager evaluating 802.1x deployment options, this session is for you. Let's start with the context. Why does this matter? Because moving from pre-shared keys to 802.1x is non-negotiable for enterprise security, but choosing the wrong EAP method can lead to deployment nightmares, help desk overload, or compliance failures. At Purple, our Radius servers support all major EAP methods, so we see firsthand what works in the real world. Let's dive into the technical deep dive. First up, PEAP, or Protected Extensible Authentication Protocol. Think of PEAP as the enterprise workhorse. It uses a server-side certificate to establish an encrypted TLS tunnel, and then authenticates the client inside that tunnel using a legacy method, typically MSCHAPV2. The beauty of PEAP is its native support across Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android. You don't need to deploy client certificates, which makes it highly attractive for BYOD environments. However, because it relies on passwords, it's vulnerable to credential theft if a user is tricked into connecting to a rogue access point that doesn't validate the server certificate properly. Next, we have EAPTLS, the gold standard for security. EAPTLS requires both a server certificate and a client certificate. Mutual authentication happens before any network access is granted. If a device doesn't have the right certificate, it doesn't get on the network. Full stop. This eliminates password-based attacks entirely. The trade-off? Deployment complexity. You need a robust public key infrastructure, or PKI, and a mobile device management solution like Jamf or Intune to distribute those certificates. If you're managing a corporate fleet of laptops, EAPTLS is what you should be deploying. Then there's EAPTTLS. Tunnel TLS is similar to PEAP in that it uses a server certificate to create a secure tunnel. But unlike PEAP, which is heavily tied to MSCHAPV2, EAPTTLS can use almost any inner authentication method, including PAP or CHAP. This makes it incredibly flexible if you need to authenticate against older LDAP directories or non-Microsoft identity stores. It's widely used in academic roaming networks like Eteroam, but native client support has historically been spottier than PEAP, though that has improved significantly in recent years. Finally, EAPFast. Developed by Cisco as a replacement for the vulnerable Leap protocol, EAPFast doesn't strictly require certificates. Instead, it uses protected access credentials or PACs, which are dynamically provisioned to clients. It's fast to resume sessions, hence the name. While it's still relevant in heavily Cisco-centric environments or for specific IoT deployments, it has largely been superseded by PAP and EAPTLS in modern vendor-neutral enterprise networks. So, let's talk implementation recommendations and pitfalls. If you are a retail chain rolling out staff Wi-Fi to corporate-owned devices, EAPTLS is your best bet. Use your MDM to push certificates silently. It's seamless for the user and highly secure. If you are a university or a large enterprise dealing with thousands of unmanaged BYOD devices, PAP is usually the pragmatic choice. But, and this is a critical pitfall, you must enforce strict server certificate validation on the client side. If users can just click accept on a fake certificate warning, your network is compromised. A common pitfall we see is certificate expiration. Whether it's the server certificate in PAP or client certificates in EAPTLS, if they expire, your network goes down. Automate your certificate lifecycle management. Let's move to a rapid-fire Q&A based on common client questions. Question 1. Does Purple support all these methods? Yes. Purple's Radius infrastructure integrates seamlessly with your identity provider to support PEAP, EAPTLS, EAPTTLS, and more. Question 2. Which method is best for PCI DSS compliance? EAPTLS is strongly recommended for PCI environments because it relies on mutual certificate authentication, removing passwords from the equation entirely. Question 3. Can we use PAP without Active Directory? Yes, but you'll likely use EAPTTLS instead, as it plays nicer with generic LDAP or cloud identity providers that don't support MSCH APV2 natively. To summarize, PAP is the flexible workhorse for BYOD. APTLS is the high security standard for managed devices. APTTLS offers flexibility for non-Microsoft environments. And EAP Fast remains a niche choice for specific legacy or Cisco deployments. Before you integrate your infrastructure with Purple's Wi-Fi analytics or guest Wi-Fi platforms, ensure your internal staff networks are secured with the right EAP method for your specific risk profile and management capabilities. Thank you for listening to this technical briefing. Stay secure and build networks that scale.